C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate Presents Wilson.
To the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Wilson, the Colgate Tasty Man, is on the air. Wilson, the Colgate Tasty Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern bringing you the 375th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring strange and fantastic stories. Some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting. We'd like to pass them along to you. Our guest tonight, in person, is one of America's most famous orchestra leaders, Cab Calloway. But before we begin singing with Cab Calloway, let's begin with Reel One, Profile of Lucky Numbers. Do you ever stop and wonder why some people consider certain numbers lucky and other numbers unlucky? For instance, some people think that the number 3 is very lucky for them, and others consider that 4 is their lucky number. Well, something happened last week that made me start thinking about these so-called lucky numbers. And I decided to find out just how lucky or unlucky certain numbers really are. And in doing so, I came across an amazing story. The story of a horse race. But 2 weeks ago at Goshen, New York, in the running of this year's famous Hamiltonian trotting race, the number 8. 8 proved to be the lucky number for the winning horse. A horse named Chestertown. And it's amazing how often that number 8 appears to have helped this horse in this year's famous trotting classic. For instance, its owner, Walter E. Smith, bought this horse 8 days before the race. He kept the horse in stall number 8. When the horse began the race, it ran from post position number 8. Its owner watched the race from chair number 8 in box number 8 with 8 people in his party. And the race was the 8th race on the 8th day of the 8th month. Certainly, the number 8 proved to be lucky for the great trotter Chestertown, the horse that won this year's famous Hamiltonian. But other numbers have had amazing influences on other careers. You remember Ray Chapman, the great shortstop of the Cleveland Indians? The number 2 was Ray Chapman's lucky number. He was so sure that this number 2 was his lucky number that he wore number 2 in his uniform. And on this particular day, he was at bat officially 2 times. He'd gotten 2 hits. He'd received 2 bases on balls. He'd scored 2 runs. He'd stolen 2 bases. He'd been left on base 2 times. He'd made 2 putouts and 2 assists. Had made 2 errors and was at bat with 2 strikes and 2 balls. When the next pitch struck and killed him. That's just the story of how the number 2 affected the baseball career of Ray Chapman. But strangely enough, the number 2 was to affect the career of another great baseball player, the immortal Lou Gehrig of the New York Yankees. So Lou Gehrig joined the Yankees on a June the 2nd. And on another June the 2nd, he became a regular. A year later, on another June the 2nd, he began his famous hitting streak. And on still another June the 2nd, he set a world record in games played. And he left the New York Yankees on another June the 2nd. And years later, on still another June the 2nd, he died. But speaking of dates affecting people's lives, let me tell you the legend of how the most famous day in American history, July the 4th, reputedly affected the lives of 3 men. Many years ago, 3 men owned a racetrack, which is located just outside of New York City. The biggest race at this track each year was a race known as the 4th of July Handicap. It was run every year on the 4th of July. But what made this so interesting was the fact that these 3 men who did own this racetrack that featured a 4th of July Handicap were the very 3 men who had made the 4th of July a national holiday. For these 3 men who did make the 4th of July famous and owned a racetrack were all presidents of the United States. They were John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. That's the strange story of 3 presidents of the United States who owned a racetrack that featured a 4th of July handicap because they had made the 4th of July famous. The strangest part of the story is the fact that these 3 presidents who did make the 4th of July famous, all 3 of them died on the 4th of July. Profile of picture. Reel 2. Fast, smooth shaving has been routine play for Walker Cooper, the great catcher of the New York Giants, ever since he discovered Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. But Walter Cooper recently wrote me,
"Dear Bill, Any guy who has suffered like I have from trying to shave off a tough beard every morning can certainly appreciate Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. Honestly, Bill, this light, fluffy cream of yours can make my wire whiskers shave off close and easy without snagging. Signed, Walter Cooper.
Colgate Brushless is the shave cream of champions. First, it's light and fluffy. It's not heavy or greasy, and because it is light, it spreads fast. And Colgate Brushless doesn't dry out. It stays moist, works with your razor for close cuttings. Colgate Brushless Shave Cream takes your razor through a no-pull, no-snag performance with no after-irritation. And at the finish, Colgate Brushless rinses off in a splash. So get the 5-ounce jar tonight. And if you're not 100% satisfied, just send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. Remember, Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's light and it's right. Real free. Portrait of a Forgotten Room. Right now, during this month, the racing season is on at Saratoga, New York. And in Saratoga this week, the most famous horses in America are racing. The 3/4 of a century racing at Saratoga's held sway during the month of August. But somehow this year, somehow it's different. For one of the oldest and the most traditional landmarks in Saratoga, the United States Hotel, was torn down this year. What a story that hotel could tell if it wanted to. The story of Room 243. 75 years ago, the United States Hotel in Saratoga was new. And one day, to its doors came the heavyweight boxing champion of America, a man named John Morrissey. John Morrissey asked for the best room in the hotel, and they gave him Room 243. After he'd been there a few weeks, John Morrissey saw the possibilities of building a big-time racetrack at Saratoga. And so, he built the great racetrack that to this day stands as one of the most beautiful tracks in the world. But John Morrissey made enemies, and they set out to ruin him. They accused him of running crooked gambling houses, and in 1878, his career came to an end when this former heavyweight champion died a broken man, all alone in Room 243 at the United States Hotel. Room 243 was closed after this tragedy. It stayed closed for several years until one day, a very distinguished visitor came to the United States Hotel. His name was Ulysses S. Grant, the former president of the United States. He asked for the best room in the hotel, and since Room 243 was the best, they opened it up for him. He liked it so much that he finally moved to Saratoga for good, and he lived in this Room 243 until he was stricken deathly ill. When he was taken from his room in the United States Hotel for the last time and he knew that he was dying, his last request was that they bury him in the flag of the United States Hotel. And Ulysses S. Grant, the former president of the United States, was buried in the very flag which had hung in his room. Room 243 at the United States Hotel. Room 243 had claimed its second victim. For several years, Room 243 remained locked up. Two people had used it. Two people had died. It appeared to be jinxed. One day there appeared on the scene the most fantastic gambler that Saratoga had ever seen. His name was Fred Atlee, and he thought nothing of betting $100,000 a day or even more. Fred Atlee demanded Room 243, and finally, the management, much against their will, gave it to him. At once, Fred Atlee's luck changed. Where before he'd won constantly, now he began to lose. On the afternoon of August the 23rd in 1892, Fred Atlee placed the largest bet ever made at Saratoga. He bet $1,200,000 on a single horse race, and he lost. That night, Fred Atlee took his own life. The next morning, they found him dead in his room, Room 243. After that, nothing could make the management open that room up to the public. Only once was it ever used again. That was after the turn of a century, when the hotel was so full that they didn't have enough room for all the employees of the hotel. And as a last resort, one of these employees, a musician who was a member of the hotel orchestra, was assigned to Room 243. Here, this musician lived all summer. Years have passed since then. Times have changed. Now, once again, the horses are running up at Saratoga. But the United States Hotel has been torn down, and yet that hotel can never be forgotten, even though it is gone. It'll never be forgotten, for something that happened in Room 243 will make that hotel live forever. Not the fact that three famous men met a mysterious death in a room. A gambler, a heavyweight champion, and a president of the United States. No, that's not the reason that the hotel will live forever. This hotel will live forever because of a hotel employee who was put into Room 243. For that hotel employee was the famous musician Victor Herbert. And in this haunted room where there were so many mysteries of death, he wrote his immortal song, Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life. for. Just a moment, we'll bring you tonight's guest in person, the famous orchestra leader, Cab Calloway. First, here's Charles McCarthy to tell you about a famous shave cream.
Are you a lather shaver? Well, you're in good company. Some of the country's foremost sports figures shave with lather, with Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. Here's what Al Schatz, known and loved as the Crown Prince of Baseball, says about it. To an old Colgate Rapid Shave Cream addict like me, it looked like a problem when I went overseas to entertain the troops. I took a supply along, and in the jungle and desert, Colgate Rapid Shave Cream performed beautifully. Well, chalk it up to the amazing soaking power of Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, the lather that literally takes the fight out of bossy whiskey. And here's how Colgate Rapid Shave Cream stands with the experts. 2 out of 3 barbers use Colgate lather on their customers. So follow the champ. Follow the barbers. Get Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, the lather shave cream of champions, tonight. And now to Bill Stern and Cab Calloway.
Real 5, Colgate camera close-up of Cab Calloway. One of America's most famous orchestra leaders, Cab Calloway is currently appearing on Broadway in New York at the Cafe Zanzibar. There he is in person, the very famous Cab Calloway. Hold it. Whoa, wait a minute, Cab, please. This is a sports program. Let's stick to sports tonight.
Okay, Bill. But first, let me ask you about the 2 stories you told tonight, the story of the lucky numbers and the one about Saratoga. Are you sure, then?
Well, the Saratoga story, Cab, is largely legendary, but it's a great legend. But for the lucky numbers story, that was checked and rechecked, and it's all according to fact.
Mighty interesting. But then I've always been interested in sports.
Well, I know you have, because I know that recently at the Glenmore Country Club, you beat Phil Harris and Sammy Kay to win the golf tournament.
All my interest in sports goes way back before that. In fact, I first began interested in sports through a great musician.
Who was that, Cab?
The former All-American football player of Rutgers University, Paul Robeson.
He was quite an athlete. How about you, Cab?
Well, my first try at sports was as a fighter. I did quite a bit of boxing.
You still do any?
Well, recently, Bill, I boxed twice with Joe Louis. Don't ask me how I did.
I won't, Cap. Tell me, how did you ever get started in music, seriously?
Bill, it's quite a story. You see, I was born in Rochester, New York, back in 1907. And that very same year, there was another boy also born in Rochester, New York, who was to have a great influence on my career. His other boy was a saxophone player, and finally, he organized his own band. I worked with him for a while as a drummer. And when I heard how rotten his band was, I thought to myself, if I can't get a better band than this, I'll quit. So I started my first orchestra. I wonder if the audience would like to know who that Rochester boy was who gave me my first job in an orchestra and whose band I had to quit because it was so rotten. Well, his name was Bill Stern.
Never heard of him. Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Cab Calloway. And that's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest next Friday evening will be the famous movie star, Misha Auer. So be sure and be with us next Friday night, same time, same stations, when we greet you with our special guest, the famous deadpan comedian of the movies, Misha Auer. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream, wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Tasty Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Tasty Man, has lost to say. He told you tales of 40-year-olds, the inside joke. He really knows, so listen in next Friday night.
C-O-L-B-A-T-T. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.